Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. This is Perry A., your host for today, and I'm looking forward to answering your questions and helping you understand clay. I do want to welcome you. It's raining here in South Texas, and I know some parts of the country are flooding and some are have snow, so wherever you are, be safe. Stay well, and this too shall pass. We do have a few questions in queue already, so I'm going to go there. For any new listeners, first let me say this is your opportunity to ask questions, and I'll be happy to answer them. If you're on a phone line, I will go in and ask and see if anyone has a question on the phone lines they'd like to ask. And if you're on your web, your computer, well, just send me your question and it'll pop up on my screen. We discuss calcium bentonite clay, a healing clay, a green healing clay, and how it helps our bodies, this beautiful natural substance that only God can make. Pharmaceutical companies can't replicate it. So I think that's pretty amazing, and it's in and of itself. I have some questions in queue already, and the first one is from Anne in Cold Springs. She said, if I was told I am allergic to clay, then should I stop using it, or is it die off, and should I keep trying it? I need to know what type of reaction you had to the clay and what type of clay you were using. There are a lot of Herxheimer reactions. A Herxheimer reaction is a natural reaction to a product. It's called a detox reaction. Sometimes you're detoxing faster than the body can let go of an element, and you may get headaches, or if you're prone to rashes, you may get some rashes. You may feel lethargic for a few days, no energy. And usually these are temporary, and maybe you just need to cut back on the amount you're using and then gradually build up and let your body adjust to it. Taking clay baths is an excellent way to help get rid of the toxins. And I don't think you would have a reaction to that. It really opens the pores and helps get the dye off and the toxins out of the body. So I really need to have a little bit more of definition onto what type of reaction you are having. There are times when things get worse before they get better, as the clay is drawing whatever the substance is to the surface for removal. And sometimes on a wound or a sore, it will look a little worse because it's bringing blood flow. It may get red. Bringing blood flow and oxygen to the surface for cellular healing, and the blood flow on the surface may tend to make it look red and a little more irritated when in fact it's just drawing it up so it can grab it and pull it out of the body. There should be an article on the information site bentoniteclayinfo.com on Herxheimer reactions, detox reactions. So if you can give me a little more information on that, because I'm not sure what kind of reaction you're having. I've had maybe two people who were very sensitive or allergic to clay. The sensitive one just cut back and started with like a fourth of a teaspoon and gradually built up, and it worked for her, and she was able to get on more clay doing it very slowly like that. And I've only had one that I know had a severe, had a rash reaction to the clay. All right, my next question is from Susan in Pensacola. Can clay help with lupus? Wow, now that's a big question. I've never had anyone give me a testimonial from lupus. I do know it is an immune system disorder, and I do know that clay helps support your immune system. When your immune system is compromised, you're very susceptible to things like lupus and other diseases. So in essence, it will help balance your body, balance your pH, give you some energy. It does help with pain in many cases, and it's just going to help regulate your body to a more balanced place. Clay baths would be beneficial for getting rid of toxins that may have built up in your body. I use one cup of clay in a blender with water to blend the clay and add to the bath water. Get in a warm tub of water and soak 20-30 minutes. Keep the clay water stirred up. I take a plastic cup and kind of pour it over me so I can keep it over all of my body. I like to roll up a towel behind my head and scoop down the water as much as possible. Drinking the clay, you'll have to take it away from any prescribed medicines. I do know one person who was taking the clay, and in addition to it, she had lupus, and she got help, but she was using a three-prong attack. She was doing acupuncture, and she later became an acupuncturist because it helped her so much. So she had clay and acupuncture, and she was also on a lupus diet. And so I don't think clay alone is going to cure it. Will it help your body? Yes. I believe clay can help anybody. It's just when you drink it, it works from the mouth south. It cleanses your gut, your inside. It balances your pH. It gives you energy. Gets rid of parasites that may be wearing you down, anything like that. In that regard, it's very beneficial. But can clay alone stop lupus? I'm not sure. So if you try it, please let me know what protocol you use and if you noticed any improvement. I'd appreciate the feedback on that one. Thank you, Susan. Okay. Ann said a major rash. She said it was itchy and raw and it oozed, and she was using bentonite clay. Okay, in that case, it sounds like you're having a detox reaction. I would take, one way to tell is to take the clay mud and just over a small area, put it on the itchy, raw, oozing area and see if it doesn't feel better and clean it up. It sounds like it might be, and also, was this a reaction to a bath or to a topical application or just to drinking it? Oh. And I think what you need to do is cut back on the amount you're taking. Do you know how much you're taking? And just start slower. It sounds like a definite detox reaction because that is one of the reactions to detoxing. And start with a very small amount, and if you're putting it on topically, just put it on a small area and see if you have a reaction or not. My guess is that it's a detox reaction. I hate to see you stopping it altogether. If the clay is trying to pull the toxins out and they're not getting out, that oftentimes a rash like that can become present because it's bringing it to the surface so it can get hold of it. So if you have any more questions on that, let me know. And let me know how you do. Garden Davis of Vancouver, would you please discuss your protocol for using clay for lower back pain? Yes, sir. There are two definite things. Well, I believe everybody should be drinking the clay anyway, so that's a given. And I would drink 2 to 3 ounces at least 2 times a day, 3 if you feel like you need it. The best thing for lower back pain is a poultice on your spine. If you take the clay mass, the mud that you mix 1 to 3, one part clay to 3 parts water. This is for a triple swelling calcium bentonite. If you don't have a triple swelling calcium bentonite, it might be a little soupy and you have to add more clay to it. Make your mask, and it's going to be cold when you apply it to your skin. If you want to, you can put some of it in a Ziploc bag and kind of warm it in a pan of warm water, hot water. Just let it sit in there. It won't take long to warm it up. Then cut a little hole and squeeze out what you want. I use Glad Press and Seal. You get it at the grocery store with a saran wrap. It comes in a yellow box with red lettering, and it says Glad Press and Seal. It's sticky on one side. You can cut about a 4 or 5 inch strip, long strip, and on it, on the sticky side, squirt your clay from that plastic bag or spoon it onto rather thickly down the middle of the strip. And I started at the waist. I had a pinched sciatic nerve, and I started just above the waist and went down to my tailbone. You put the clay all the way down the middle rather thickly, and then you press the edges of the press and seal to your skin, and it will hold the clay in place. You can wear it under your clothes during the daytime, and at night you can put it on and sleep with it on. So I changed it twice a day. I had a pinched sciatic nerve, severely pinched, and I came in. The first thing I did was take a clay bath, and I put on a poultice. The next morning I got up expecting I wouldn't be able to raise up and get out of bed, and I got up, and the pain had subsided immensely. I still had a little bit of pain when I put weight on my right leg, so I kept drinking the clay, doing the poultice, and taking a clay bath at night. In the clay bath, I used 1 cup of clay. To mix it, the best way to mix it is in a blender. Put 2 cups of water, 1 cup of clay, and then fill the blender up to about an inch of the top with water. So you have the clay sandwiched in the middle so it won't splatter everywhere. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. And then take it and pour it into your hot bath water and rinse it out real good. Get all the clay out. And before you get in the tub, you want to loosen those blades and wash all the clay off of them. You don't want to leave it in prolonged contact with the metal blades or it'll start rusting them. Get in the tub, scooch down as low as you can, put a towel behind your head, soak. Keep the clay stirred up. When you get out, you don't need to rinse off, just dry off. Your skin's going to feel baby soft, and you're going to sleep very well if you do it at night. It's very relaxing. It relaxes the muscles, and oftentimes with something like that, anytime you have pain, the muscles around the area tense up, and the flow of energy or the chi in the body is shut down. So the clay baths are very instrumental in relaxing those muscles, so energy can flow in your body, and it can help with that. Now, it took me 4 days of doing that day and night to get completely over a badly pinched sciatic nerve. And the previous time, before I knew about clay, it took me 3 months to get over it, and I used physical therapy, which seemed to aggravate it more. So that's my protocol. If you need directions, any of you need directions on mixing it, in the new clay book that I've written, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, I use the new simplified methods that were I didn't know about when I first wrote the original living clay book. And this new book has the protocols for mixing it in a blender. I like mixing it in a blender. It makes it smoother and creamier. It's more professionally mixed. So anytime, even with the liquid, the bath, or making the topical applications, use your blender to mix it. It may have to make a little larger batch, but it works very well. And I think you'll like those directions. The booklet is on that new clay information site, bentoniteclayinfo.com. It's a free downloadable book, and you can reference it anytime if you forget the protocols. There are suggested protocols, tells how to make and apply a poultice, how to use it for your eyes, for different applications, and it's a pretty thorough little instructional book. So that's free, and you're welcome to go there and put that on your computer and print it out or refer to it anytime you need. Denise Masters in Denver, Colorado. Can clay help with hypothyroidism? Yes, ma'am. It has helped several people get completely over it, even when they were told that it wouldn't, they'd be on medicine the rest of their life. One lady was drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day and putting a poultice over her thyroid, and it completely cleared up. It was over several months. You may not need that much liquid clay. That's what she used. She had lots of things going on in her body at the time, and it miraculously cured her, and I talk about her testimonial all the time. If you go to the bentonite clay info site, under diseases, I think it's under diseases, the testimonials, because I think I call hyperthyroidism a disease. It's also called Gray's disease, and you'll see her testimonial there. And I've had other people who have taken the clay and used a poultice over their thyroid that have gotten off their medication. So definitely worth a try. Thank you. Okay, Pamela in Lancaster. Regarding using clay with my dogs, I do. Currently, I use liquid clay. After the food is mixed and supplements added, I pour a little of clay on top of their food, say a blessing, and give it to the dogs. All gone within a couple of minutes. Does this interfere with supplements combo for joints and spirulina? They eat out of metal bowls. Is this very short time harmful? The short time, it should not be harmful in the metal bowls. If they leave their food and are picky about it, it might. What it does is it tends to work on the metal and wants to rust it, and that fills up some of the clay with the metal. So there's not a whole lot there, but I think the way they're doing it, they eat it pretty quickly, is not going to be a problem. Clay does not interfere with supplements or nutrition. There is research on that. It's one of my most frequently asked questions, and you will find it on the bentonite info site. There'll be, under the articles, there'll be one on Q&A on calcium bentonite clay. Frequently asked questions, excuse me, that's what it is, frequently asked questions. And it's about the fourth or fifth question, and it shows some studies that are done and different applications and reasons why it shows that it doesn't interfere with nutrition or supplements. And I think that's a wonderful way to give it to your dog. Some people like to put the clay mask on there. But as long as you get it in them and on them, it's going to work. And you'll have healthier dogs. Their hair coats will be better. Their energy will be better. They'll be free of internal parasites. I'm not sure if it works on heartworms. However, we did have a person with a tapeworm in her liver, and she was the one drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day, and within 2 weeks, period, it disappeared. I did have a lady that had fluke worms, and she passed them through her urine and showed me a picture of them, and they looked exactly like fluke worms. So she was just drinking the clay, and it expedited the release of the clay. The reason that baffles me is because clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream. But it works on the whole body through energy and a lot of its multiple attributes. So I'm not surprised that that works. And that's a good thing for your dogs. You're going to have very healthy dogs. It's wonderful for your pets. You can give it to chickens, sheep, cattle, horses, cats, dogs, wild animals. My daughter had a baby possum, and we gave it clay. He would eat anything. He was amazing and very good pets. She raised it from a baby. It was an orphan. Okay, I'm off the subject now. All right. Susan said, thank you so much. So I appreciate that. And Susan, stay in touch with me and let me know how you do. As always, I recommend the Living Clay brand of calcium bentonite clay. I have compared it to like 40 or 50 brands of clay, and I find it to be superior. So there are lots of clays out there. All of them work some, but some of them work better than others. All right. I think that's all of our questions for right now. So let me go over to our phone lines. And we have extra more callers now. Would anybody on the phone lines like to give a testimonial or make a comment or ask a question? If you do, press star 2 on your phone and I can open your line. I have a caller from Baton Rouge. Yes, this is Carrie. Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I had emailed my... Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You're a little soft. Could you speak a little louder?
Yes, thank you. I emailed a couple of questions, but I may have gotten them in too late or something. You had talked previously about a lady who used the clay for her gums. She was scheduled for gum surgery in about a week or so, but she packed that clay in her gums and didn't need the surgery. And I wanted to ask, could you please tell me how she put the clay, how she used the clay, and how long she left it in?
Okay, I'll be happy to. I'm going to repeat her question in case you couldn't hear. She heard me talking about the lady who had pyrrhea of the gums and was facing gum surgery. And a week before, we talked and gave her some clay, and she put the powder clay between her cheek and gums and did it every night and left it in all night long and brushed her teeth with the clay and drank the clay. And when she went back to the doctor on Friday for the scheduled appointment, he looked at her gums and he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up, and we're going to postpone this surgery." And 5 years later, she had not had the surgery. Now, getting the clay to the gums is the challenging part. You want to use the dry powder. If you use the wet clay, it just slides down your throat. It won't stay in place. But when the dry powder contacts the saliva in your mouth, it will stick in place. And you can get a popsicle stick. I use the handle of my toothbrush, and I get a little ridge of the dry clay on it. I pull my cheek out and I deposit it between my cheek and gum. If I have a toothache, I'll put it all around the tooth, on the top and on the back side and the front side. It's difficult to get on the upper teeth, but you can get it there. Even if you have to put the clay on a little cotton pad and pull it out and poke it there, I would put a good amount of the dry clay there and poke it up there for a little bit, and then see when you take it off if it didn't leave some of the clay in place. Other than standing on your head to dump it in there, I don't know how else to get it around the upper gums. But most of the problems are with the lower gums because we chew and push down against those lower gums more when we're chewing. So I think if you can get it in there, it will help tremendously. I know when I get pockets in my, I'm 77 and I tend to have pockets around some of my bad teeth, and when I use the clay, I go and I get great reports. Another thing to do for your pockets is get you a good water pick. Somehow that cleanses out and it massages those gums and circulates them, and it helps tighten your gums to your teeth. So when you get over the primary problem, I'd get a good water pick to use after you brush your teeth, and maybe use the clay periodically, like once or twice a month, just to make sure that you don't fall back into that problem again. And again, I use the Living Clay dry detox powder clay. Thank you. Is there anything else? Hello?
I would like to ask a second question, if I may.
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Yes.
Also, acne, not for myself, but for my niece. I ordered her the Living Clay and sent it to her as a face mask, and you know, the mask, and how often should she use that for her acne? How often, and then how long until, you know, she should see results?
Okay. She was asking about acne. She sent some of the clay mask to her niece, wanted to know how often to use it. Anytime she feels a new bump coming up, if she can put it on there, it will chase it back. She can put it on at night, a thin coat, and sleep with it on during the day, and on the weekends, if she wants to put a mask a little thicker all over her face, wait 20 or 30 minutes for it to dry and wash it off, and just, you need to rehydrate it. You need to get your face wet and let the clay kind of melt and rehydrate, and then in circular motions, wash it off your face, and it sort of gets the dead skin layer of cells off, and it also cleanses the clay off well. She can do it daily if she wants to. If her face has a tendency to get dry, I recommend using the Citrus Green Tea Body Cream. It's a very gentle, light cream, and it is soft. It softens the skin. It has enough clay in it that it sort of helps the acne, and it will keep her skin from being dry. Now, some people don't have a dryness problem. Usually people with acne, it is, their skin is very oily. And I say this because in addition to applying it topically, acne needs to be drinking. I have people who have drank the clay and their acne started clearing up without them even using it. Your body, your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body. And when kids reach adolescence and going through puberty, their hormones kick up and the oils and eating, they're on the go, and sometimes they're eating the fried foods and not eating right for three meals a day. And all of this adds to the acne problem. So if they can drink the clay, even if they can't take it to school to drink it three times a day, if they drink it twice a day, I would say 2 ounces morning and night of the liquid, premixed liquid, I think they'll have great improvement usually right away. Now, I had one gentleman drinking it for his acid reflux, and he had the hard knots on his back that never really made heads, the back acne. And he said he noticed them clearing up when he started drinking the clay. So it definitely, drinking the clay adds to it. And I know kids are sensitive about thinking, you want me to drink dirt? You've got to be kidding. So put it in a little apple juice or something like that. They can put it in tea. They can put it in a green smoothie if they like green smoothies, or any kind of smoothie. So there are ways to camouflage it to get them in there. But it will kind of depend on how severe her acne is and her attitude toward using it. I can't tell you exactly how long it will take. Generally, clay acts amazingly fast. So I'm hopeful that she'll start seeing results, okay? But tell her to drink it too, okay?
Okay, can she sleep in it? Can she sleep in the mask also, or that make a mess all over the sheets?
If she puts a thin coat on, you can sleep in it. I go to bed at night with some on me somewhere. I am 77, and I'm starting to get the wrinkle lines under my eyes, and so I put a thin coat on my eyelid and under my eyes, around my smile lines on my lips and my chin. And I'm shrinking a couple of moles, so I put a big smear over that. When you put the thin coat on, you don't wake up with crumbs in your bed. It pretty much sticks to your face till you get up the next morning.
If you put it on your eyes, does that help vision and cataracts and things like that? Does it affect, you know, your eyesight if you put it on your eyelids or around your eyes?
I've been told it does. I had a gentleman that was 69 years old, and he was working on a port wine birthmark that was on his face and close to his eye. So every day he'd put a mask on, and he would put it on his eye. He'd just close his eye because it was right close to his eye, and put it on his eyelid and on the birthmark. And he said in 6 weeks he noticed he could, and while he did it, he just did it on his whole face. He just took a whole facial. And in 6 weeks he noticed he could start reading the paper without his glasses. And he told his brother, who was in his 80s, and his brother started doing it and had the same reaction. I have used clay on my eyes for allergies, and it's really amazing. I'm allergic to cats and dogs, and if I pet them and then touch my face, my eyes are going to start itching, you know. If I forget and I reach up and scratch my eye or something, it's really going to start itching. And the only thing I can do to stop the itching is to put some clay mask on a little cotton makeup pad, one of those little circular flat pads, and hold it over my eye and lay down for about 15 minutes. Another thing you could do is pour the liquid clay on there and kind of saturate it, and it's not so goopy. And just lay down and close your eyes for 15 minutes. And when you get up, you're going to notice you have some white stuff. Sometimes you have stringy stuff coming out of your eyes. It really clears your eyes. So it's good. And on that little Kickstart booklet, How to Kickstart Your Day with Calcium Bentonite Clay, that's free online at bentoniteclay.info.com. It even has how to make some eye wash for eye drops. And yes, it's very beneficial to your eyes in that regard too. All right, wonderful. Good stimulation of questions there. Is that all?
Yes, ma'am, for now. Thank you so much. I just wondered, did it affect cataracts also, since it affected these people's vision? You know, they could see. I mean, who knows? It could possibly improve all eye problems, you know.
Well, if you will use it pretty religiously, you know, put it thickly over your eyelids and put it on, and if you can do it during the day, like for 15 minutes at a time, and then at bedtime put a thin coat on your eyelid and sleep with it on. There have been some reports of it affecting the cataracts. Now, some haven't had results, and I think it depends on how devoted you are to using it. And it may
and the gentleman
be how advanced they are when you start using it.
Right. And the man whose eyesight improved, did he sleep in it, or he wore it all day long on his eyelids, or, again, how did he do that?
It sounded like he just did a daily facial, and he would leave it on for 15 or 20 or 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I don't know if he used
it
more than once a day.
This is so encouraging. Thank you so much. And my little niece is, she's just started using it, and she's happy. She said it doesn't dry her skin, and it takes away some redness, she said. And that's just the first couple of applications, so she's happy about that.
Yes, it generally works very quickly, and the redness is one of the things that, you know, it's pulling the inflammation out, and it's pulling the oils and the sebum and the bacteria that get down in their pores out. But if she starts getting dry skin, just tell her to use that Citrus Green Tea Body Cream. You can get it from the Living Clay Company.
Oh,
and
okay.
I like
and I'll tell them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. A nice call there. Okay. I'm going to go over to the Q&A page and see if we have any more questions there. Okay, Pamela Lancaster, is it true the use of clay can remineralize teeth, brushing and packing at night? Somewhat. It's very helpful to your bone density and your jaw as well. If you have small cavities, I have been told by different people that their cavity cleared up and went away. If it's on a area that you can get to it, it might be a little more difficult if it's between the teeth. But it definitely helps whiten the teeth. It takes the coffee and tea stains off. It doesn't get the Matthew McConaughey white, but it does help with, the coffee and tea stains, and your teeth are not so yellow, particularly when you get older. So it's definitely good for your teeth and gums. And I think it's the silica in there that helps remineralize and helps build strong bones and teeth, because silica is a mineral that's extremely good for bones, teeth, and joints. And it may also be what helps so much with arthritic joints. So good question. Thank you. Darlene says, hi, Perry. I have an abscess tooth. What is the protocol to get rid of the pain, swelling, and infection? Can the tooth ever be saved? Sometime, if it's not too deep, it can be saved. I would pack that tooth soundly with the powdered clay day and night all around that tooth. I would put a clay poultice under your jaw, right over the area of that tooth. Come down your jawline on either side of your ear. Particularly at night, put a thin coat on in that area and sleep with it on. I've had so many people with a toothache put the clay on and say they have immediate relief. And I think it depends on, you know, to the degree of the abscess. Excuse me. But it's definitely worth a try. And sometimes it can pull the abscess up, and you may notice it coming up and getting red on your gum, kind of like bringing it to the surface like a boil or something where it can drain. And sometimes it's too deep to help, but generally it stops the immediate pain and it reduces the swelling. So it's definitely worth a try. I've talked to many people who have had good success with that. We had a gentleman that had to get on a plane and make a trip the next day, and his face was so swollen. He put it on there, and the swelling went down immediately. The pain went away, and he was able to go and give his presentation and then come back and go to the dentist. So definitely worth a try. Pamela again. Since I started clay use years ago, I took liquid clay morning and night, followed by a big glass of water. In the new version, I see that it recommends waiting 30 minutes before. Is this preferred? You know, I guess it could be a preference. If you have gut problems, if you know you have intestinal problems, problems with your colon, I would recommend drinking it and waiting 30 minutes to drink your water, because you want it to go down and coat and heal. Like if you have stomach ulcers, you want it to stay on there and long enough to get the healing started rather than washing it and diluting it with the water. I find getting it in you and on you, it will find some way to work. I just think it's preferable if you can drink it straight and then wait maybe 30 minutes before drinking water. And I do believe everybody should be drinking water during the day, too, to flush out the toxins that the clay might stir up. That's a good question, and for me, I guess it's personal preference. I just feel like it's working better, and in the more concentrated form, it's able to do more healing than in a watered-down form. And I've never been in there with, you know, I'm not a little person. I can't go down into the colon and see how the clay works. I'd love it if I could do that, follow it through the body. That would be amazing. Sometimes my imagination gets away with me. Anne in Cold Springs, love listening to you. Very informational. Thank you for all you do. God bless. Take care and keep smiling. Thank you so much, Anne. You people lift me up so much. I'm so glad I have an audience and someone to talk to. It's just amazing. Okay, Pam. Okay, I answered that one, and I answered Anne's, and Anne, I appreciate that so much. It really is touching to me. So let me go over it. Does anyone else on the phone lines have a question they'd like to ask? If you'll press star 2 on your phone, it'll open your line. Star 2. Hello? Okay, I don't have anybody on the line. Well, I've got to tell you about a testimonial I had this morning. I went to the dentist this morning. I have braces on my front teeth right now. So I went in for an appointment, and when I got there, the little receptionist, and I have everybody at the dentist office using clay, I came up and said, "Do you have time for a minute? I need to talk to you about a story." And she proceeded to tell me about her cousin who has psoriasis on his knees and on his elbows, and it's so bad that he's a very athletic guy, an outdoorsy guy, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do about it. You'll just have to live with it." And he won't wear short sleeve shirts or shorts because it's so embarrassing, and he is a sporty guy and likes to hike and all, and he just goes around in the summertime in long pants and long sleeve shirts. And said his wife heard me on the power hour and ordered the clay and got it for him, and he started putting the clay mask on there. He wasn't even drinking it. He just put the clay mask on, and his psoriasis on his elbows and his knees has completely cleared up, gone away, and hasn't come back. He's the happiest person in the world. Well, this niece was telling my friend at the dentist office, Laura, about the story, and Laura said, "Oh, well, I know her. It's Perrier." She said, "You know her?" And she said, "Yes, she comes to our dentist's office, and she's got me on the clay, too. I take the same clay." And she said, "Oh, my gosh, do you think you could arrange for me to take her to lunch sometime? I would love to meet her and talk to her. I am so sold on this clay. My husband is just flipped over getting rid of this psoriasis when the doctors told him there was nothing he could do." And I told her, I said, "You tell your niece to go for him to go back to his dermatologist and show him and tell him what you did, because these dermatologists need to know there is a solution, and it's not something you have to live with the rest of your life. And it's a simple, easy, and inexpensive solution, much easier than going to a doctor's appointment." So we're going to plan to have lunch. They live in Austin, and I'm in Kyle. In fact, for any of you listening in that are in the Austin, Kyle, San Marcos area, I am giving a sermon Sunday in my church, the First Christian Church on Ranch Road 12 at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's going to be on My People Are Just Dessert. It's about love thy neighbor, love thyself. And it's all about accepting yourself and others, which accepting yourself is very hard to do. And we can change the way we see people, but we can never change people. We don't have the power to change them except through the way we see them. You know, if you see somebody as a failure and you tell them about that, they get low self-esteem and they live up to your expectation, at least when they're around you, oftentimes. And so if we can see them differently and it gives you peace of mind, it doesn't matter. And one of the things I talk about in the talk is seeing people as desserts. If you could see people as a dessert, could you digest them easier? You bet your whipped cream you could. So it's about how you change your perception of people and find the gift, because every person in your life has a sweet reward for you, particularly and most especially the people you love to hate. So if you're going to be in the area and want to hear me give my talk that I gave for about 20 years before I got in the clay business, I'm going to be doing it at the First Christian Church in San Marcos, Texas, at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and would love to have you there. And be sure and come up and talk to me afterwards. All right, I did a little advertising there. Sorry about that. Let me go back over to our Q&A line. We've had some really good questions today. Cecilia, Miranda, and Niles Vidstron from Los Angeles, thank you for this call. I always learn so much. Plus, your information expands my understanding of how to support the body so it can heal itself. The burden of toxin creates so many problems. Thank you again, Perry. Love and kisses. Oh, thank you. Oh, I feel like I've been hugged from two people over there in Los Angeles. And you're right. You said it in a nutshell. The body is designed to heal itself. We just need to get the burden of the toxins in our environment out of the way so it can work and do its thing. Our body can do its thing. So thank you for that. I'm just feeling so loved today with all these compliments. Y'all are just wonderful. And could the clay give the same dye off if I drank it versus bathing or using a poultice? Sometimes it's the drinking that causes it. Sometimes it's the using it topical. I'm not sure if you were drinking it or using it topically. Tell me what triggered the rash. Was it drinking it, a clay bath, or using it as a poultice? Can you answer me that quickly? I'd really like to know which form, and I don't remember from your prior questions what you had mentioned about this. So maybe if you could type in a new answer there real quickly, I will get it here and see if I can answer that question. It depends on how you were taking it, and sometimes changing the protocol helps. Like if you were drinking it and you got the rash, then I would try taking a clay bath. If you were drinking and got the rash, I would also cut down on the amount I'm drinking and build up slowly and let the body adjust to it and able to get rid of the toxins. Generally, when you get a rash, if you put the clay poultice directly on the rash, it stops the itching and going away, and you'll know it's working. So put it on a small area of the rash, the clay mud, the mask, and see if it doesn't have a soothing effect and help dry up those oozing places that you were experiencing. Okay, I'm waiting to see if she said she was bathing with it. Okay. Well, I'm just thinking that bathing with it, it was trying to get out faster than it could get out. I would go to drinking it for a little while and see what happens. And maybe the next bath, don't use quite as much clay. Use a half a cup of clay. But do try the clay mask on it. And if it clears up and it stops the irritation and stops the rash and heals the oozing, you'll know it was a detox reaction. Okay? Thank you very much. Wow, this has been a great day. I love all this. I'm back with the phone lines, and I do have somebody here on the line. Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Who have I got?
It's Barb up in Vancouver, Canada.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I had a mouthful of food for a while, so I, you know, holding it in my mouth. I don't remember you mentioning that when people were asking about their food. So I was swishing it around. I usually leave it in my mouth for about 5 minutes, and I thought, well, you better not put your hand up because you don't want to talk a mouthful of liquid clay. So now it's empty.
I couldn't hear you exactly. You were breaking up a little bit, but you had something in your mouth and you put the clay in it?
No, I rinse.
Oh, you rinse with it.
I rinse with the clay, so I hold it in my mouth for about 15 minutes.
Yes, that's an excellent suggestion for the person with the gum problem. I forgot about that. Thank you, Barbara. Squishing and holding it in your mouth for about 15 minutes. You know, you can swish with it. My cheeks get really tired swishing, but I can hold it. I hadn't thought of that. And that gives it time to really get down into the gum area and pull out the bad bacteria or any infection in there. Good advice. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
I need you all in my life. Huh?
We need you, Perry.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you.
Anything else? No,
big
hugs and have fun Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm going to take all of y'all with me in spirit. How about that?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
I am a little nervous about it because I've never, you know, I'm not. I don't consider myself a preacher. I consider myself a storyteller, but Christ was a storyteller too. So I think I'm safe there. It's just I do use Cajun stories, and I have a lot of humor in it, and I never consider myself a preacher. So getting invited to preach in my own church is a novelty to me. So, but I guess to talk anywhere is okay. So if any of you are in the area, I'd love to have you there. It'll be a fun day for sure. And, okay, I'm going to take one more quick look over. If anybody would like to say something, press star 2 on your phone, and I'll come back in a minute. No more questions, so let me go back to the conference line. Anybody with a question they'd like to ask, star 2. And if not, I wish you all a wonderful week. Ah, I have a call. Yes, this is Perry.
This is Alma from Baton Rouge. Yes, this is Alma from Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
This is Alma from Baton Rouge once again. Okay, two quick questions. One, the psoriasis case, did the man use it topically only and it cleared up and he didn't even get around to drinking it at that time?
Yes, that's all he did was apply it topically.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, my second question is, for all of us people who can't be in Texas, and I would be there in a heartbeat if I lived anywhere within 200 miles, is there any way we could get a recording of your sermon? Because I desperately need something like that for the people in my life. And I even wondered if I contacted the church. You know, often churches make recordings of sermons and, you
yes.
know, make sell it for maybe a few dollars, $5 or something. And I wondered, have you any thoughts about how I might get a recording of your sermon?
You know, I think they do make recordings, and I will ask them and find out. If you can email me at, my shortest email is perrya@perrya.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y-A @perrya.com. And I do have a video, a DVD of my presentation. It's mixtapes that were spliced together. But if anyone would like that, it's a $10 DVD. I'd be happy to send that to you. Just email me and let me know what your address is, and we can get you something there. But I do believe they tape the sermons, and it might be a little less expensive. I had to send these off and get them made, so...
Well, I wouldn't mind having both, actually, because, I mean, it may be the same talk, but you know how you kind of change it up sometimes. And what was the name of the church?
It's the First Christian Church in San Marcos, Texas. And I will ask them about that if they're going to record it, at least an audio recording. And you're right. Every time I tell it, I think of something different. It usually... I try to feel my audiences, and I will, if it, you know, occurs to me, a different story will pop up that I think is more appropriate. So I think every time I tell it a little bit differently. But you're right about that. So I'd be happy to do that.
Well,
PerryA.com is my speaking website. If you would like to go there and look at some of the dessert people. And what I do is I tell your personality by your dessert. We are as transparent as our dessert choices in life. It tells me all about your personality style. So chocolate cake people snap their fingers at everybody. So if you're dealing with a chocolate cake person and he snapped his fingers, don't get your feeling hurt. It's not personal. They do it to everyone. It's just who they are. And understanding our differences helps us to be in peace and harmony with people a whole lot better.
This sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to look that up. Thank you.
If you go to perrya.com, my phone number and address and everything should be on that website as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this has been exciting. I'm excited to get back in the speaking arena. I haven't done it for a long time, and to do it for my church is really an honor. Okay, one more check to see if we have any more questions. And Ann said, just listening to you now, you will do just fine. Can I adopt you as a mom? You bet, Ann from Cold Springs. You send me an email and let's start chatting back and forth. I have adopted several people, or they have adopted me, as the case may be, and we just lift each other up. That's the way it goes. You've already lifted me up, and so hopefully I have added something to y'all's life, too. Thank you. I just love that. Thank you. And I don't even know your name, but Ann from Cold Springs, honey, you're mine. All right, this is Perry A., and I'm going to ask one more time if there are any more phone questions. Anybody on the phone that would like to make a comment? Okay, is there anyone on the line who would like to make a comment? Well, I think we've had more than our time together today. It's been wonderful for me, and I hope it's been wonderful for you. Go forth and have a wonderful week. Spread your loving talent, your gifts, and what you have, and watch it come back to you. The world is your oyster, and it's your time to receive. This is Perry A., signing out for today. Thank you.